Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
What I'd love to see is a nice streak, you know?
Yes. We'll have Dave Wannstedt, who is in studio, but we'll have him on a mic in studio in 15 minutes. Spiegs has hosted the Beat the Streak podcast all season long. And today he gleefully told us there's legitimately something interesting happening in the Beat the Streak world.
I think so.
That's good timing with about 15 games left in the season.
I know. Like it's look, people keep quitting on Beat the Streak because they get discouraged and they quit a lot in the final month of the thing.
For anyone who doesn't know, you have to predict who's going to get a hit. If you do it 56 games in a row, you get $5.6 million.
Right. 57 technically.
You got to beat the streak.
You got to beat DiMaggio's 56, okay, right. You can do two in a day.
Okay.
So at this point right now, there's 14 more days in the regular season. 28 is the most that you could add to an active streak, right?
Yes. Sir.
So you have to be at 29 or higher to still have a chance at 57 and $5.6 million.
Yeah.
There's five people total. I mean, like
100 five people total
streaking who are at 29 or higher.
Oh, okay.
So there's literally only five people who could possibly win the grand prize at this time. Hundreds of thousands of people play this every year.
Sure.
Right now, there's five people.
Are they going to... I heard you. There's five people.
Danny, there's five.
Is that the interesting part of the story?
Somewhere between four and six. No. There's a guy at the top.
Guys, can you repeat how many people there are?
Whiteboard the amount of people again for the folks at home.
If you start at three and go all the way to seven and split the difference,
okay,
you get there.
All right.
So the dude on the top, Bunger is his name. He was 11 days away from
Bunganator.
Bunger. 11 days away from $5.6 million, and he picked Tyler Naquin of the New York Mets.
I would not have done that.
Nobody would have, but Bunger did.
Oh, man.
And he got a hit, and he's alive. And it's like, what? Who? Why?
Was there some kind of violence at the park after the hit that caused him to
not be alive?
A chance at murder?
No, but Bunger's alive, and now he's 9 days away. But it's a ridiculous person to pick.
Okay.
And Ryan Porth lost his freaking mind this morning on the podcast, angry at the entire process.
Well, I'm sure you gave Tanny that audio to really beef up the segment.
No, I didn't.
What the hell, dude? Tanny, break.
Man. I mean, you have to champion the Beat the Streak for yourselves, you and Parth, you know? So you got to help me out a little bit.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know these things?
I see you, when you mentioned Parth went crazy, Tanny looks around like he's like, wait, what? What?
Yeah.
What happened? Okay. All right, so Parth went crazy.
Yeah,
we'll just have to take your word for it.
Yeah, Parth went crazy.
Okay.
I'm going to sound a little bit like this. Yo, there's no way that Tyler Naquin got a hit, y'all. Y'all, get your hours in.
No,
yeah, fill out your timesheet.
Yeah,
because Tyler Naquin's hitting a .165 in the last 29 games.
Okay,
but the dude took him.
Oh man,
and he's alive.
All right, he's alive.
Yeah. So, you know, Porth said it's like when if your buddy's on a gambling heater and he's like, "I'm gonna put $500 in number 31 on roulette,"
and then it hits,
and then it hits. It's that kind of thing.
Well, so do you think he's going to go for it every day?
I think that's the kind of thing that is going to... Because he looked at a matchup. He was going against the Brewers pitcher. He was 7 for 11 lifetime against the Brewers pitcher, hitting .650. So he went with the tiny little sample of the matchup as opposed to anybody that most people have heard of or know or who's having a good year. And it worked. So maybe that's the kind of conviction it takes to go away from the big names.
But he's at 29.
39.
No, he's at 39.
He's now at 39.
Okay, so he's 27 he's not, more correct picks away.
Yeah, 18.
18.
He's 9 days away.
Let's erase that tape.
What if you're on 55 in the last game of the season? You had to wait all offseason? Is that how that works?
No, you're done.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah,
the streak doesn't carry over.
Does not carry over. Does not carry
wait
over.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Does not carry over.
I don't like that.
No wonder the host says you can't win.
Well, no, it's just a difficult thing to do.
Okay.
Because the other thing is that if just the top streak on the year gets $10,000. So there's a guy, Kiyoshi Lotus, 26. You know Kiyoshi Lotus, 26.
Yeah, long time guy.
He's at 45. He's sitting there with $10,000 in the clubhouse. Bunger's at 39. He only needs three more days to tie Kiyoshi Lotus. And then they split the 10 grand.
Wow. Okay. Well,
so we got drama. We got late season drama.
Can you interview Bunger?
I've asked. I asked this morning.
You asked Bunger himself?
No, I asked
Beat the Street.
I asked MLB to reach out on Bunger's behalf. Yeah, this would have been better if I gave her the angry poor thought. I'm going to go ahead and point the thumb on that one.
The good thing is we teased it twice.
yeah, I wouldn't have had time 15 minutes ago to grab that. You know?
Yeah.
Texture says.
Go ahead, Speaks. I'm sorry, but then I want to set this up as to why we're so angry.
Okay. Texture says we keep hearing about the boring 1ST ampersand pod search saga, but Speaks has an interesting pod story and he drops the ball like the White Sox defense. Shaking my head. Guy's angry at both of us.
Understandable.
If this were
Shane,
like
we are not angry, Shane. Let's clarify. We are not
angry. I'm angry for you.
Don't be.
If this were like an island thing, but just yesterday, Spiegs mentioned, did you guys hear somebody mentioned me on Twitter on like Thursday that Boomer and Gio talked about us?
Yeah, and I should have shared
on
that.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah.
When we have Boomer on.
When you have Boomer on, and Teddy's already worked on the open.
Yeah, well, you know.
I got it, though.
You did
just communication. Get it. That's the key. I don't care how late you tell me. Just tell me.
Yeah, no. Listen, Speaks is new to radio. he hasn't been.
I think this media might stick around for a little while.
You just got to keep bringing sandwiches every day like you did today. Yeah. Thank God you brought those sandwiches.
Yeah, everything is forgiven.
Hey, were those sandwiches not the best song we've ever produced?
they really were.
I think as a song.
They sounded delicious.
They were delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. Shout out to Rick Abennies on 26.
Yoan Moncada in the lineup batting second
tonight
for your Chicago White Sox.
Wow. So nothing punitive as far as we can tell.
No punitive action has been taken for the laissez-faire attitude in last night's game, at least when it comes to playing time. Man. So, although I guess you could argue it's punishment to have to play in these games going forward. But
look, if anybody remembers any time since Bobby Cox took out Andrew Jones on the field, what was it 25 years ago, 30 years ago? If anybody remembers a time since that's happened, please let me know. We've asked some of the best baseball minds we have access to. We've missed some of the most important commercial breaks of the show to try and get to the bottom of this.
It's true.
And I'm nowhere.
It's true. I also would just like to pass along that we are crazy close to $30,000 raised for brain cancer research. The Brain Up Walk, the 5K, the run walk, is this Saturday. My brother will be there. My family will be there. Shane is going to come out, which is very nice. And we've got some other people that are going to be there, hoping to raise $500,000 for brain cancer research right here in Chicago. If you want to, we're like $600 away on my team page from $30,000. Give.classy.org/Brad Parkins. Give.classy.org/Brad Parkins. Or it's the link in my Twitter bio again. David Hochberg and Russ Armstrong have been very generous with big donations where people have got matches going on right now. But pretty cool, man. This is far exceeded our original goal of $20,000, and now we're $622 away from raising $30,000 as a family. Second most of any of the groups at the run walk.
That is outstanding.
Pretty damn cool. Pretty cool.
Team Brad, baby.
That's right. So appreciate everyone who supported us. And yes, I will be walking a 5K. That's going to be a long walk for your boy.
Danny, just to clarify, that's normally where I take my Saturday morning walk. I come all the way down from Buena Park to walk Maggie Daly Park.
Oh.
So that's why I'm going.
Oh, okay.
Just because you guys have the walk there where my normal walk route is.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I don't want it to mean anything more than that.
Well, then I'll remove the sentimentality from the support that you've shown me professionally and personally and my family.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. That's a good clarification. Thank you, Shane.
It was weird. Way to stay that nemesis. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. Don't want anyone thinking he's a good guy.
Nope.
We can't let that get in the way here.
What is he manifesting by sharing that bit of information?
There's no way to know. We got some glasses with ice. Let's pour some bourbon. Dave Wanstead's here. It's Parker the Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.